The trial of Aung San Suu Kyi resumed Friday in Rangoon, with the final defense witness taking the stand. The defense witness, Kim Mo Mo, argued that the charges against the democracy leader were invalid because the 1974 constitution she was being tried under was abolished in 1988. Aung San Suu Kyi is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest for allowing an uninvited guest without official permission. She could be sentenced to 5 years in prison. One of Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyers, Nian Nguyen, spoke to VOA after the hearing ended. He says the hearing took the whole day while the second and last witness from the defense side, Kim Mo Mo, testified and answered questions. He says the prosecutor spent most of the time arguing against the testimony rather than asking questions. Aung San Suu Kyi's defense team had requested 4 witnesses, but was only allowed 2, while the prosecution was allowed 14. The trial has been internationally criticized as a show trial designed by Burma's military government to keep her locked up through next year's elections. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won Burma's last elections in 1990, but the military refused to honor the results. The trial resumed a week after the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Burma to ask that she be released. However, Mr. Ban was not even allowed to meet with the democracy leader, which he called deeply disappointing. 2 of Aung San Suu Kyi's live-in assistants and the American man who unexpectedly turned up at her house are also on trial, facing similar jail time. The trial is set to resume in 2 weeks when final arguments will begin. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.